since Marilyn and Ellis have been out not so much, we haven't been keeping up with the measurement on the board on the giving. If you notice that 1498's been up for about a month. And that's, I guess if you're going to leave a number up there, then that's the one to leave up there, because it's usually not that high. All of us know that our contribution runs around $1,000. And that's a measurement. We recognize what our attendance is, Sunday school, or for worship service, and so forth. So we are a measuring kind of people. We measure everything. If you got the paper this morning, there's a big article in there about gas prices. And there's a petition going around now that if you sign this petition, I think they're going to send it to Frankfurt, to the Attorney General or somebody, and ask them to do an investigation on why gas prices in Bowling Green is higher than they are in the surrounding cities of Bowling Green. 15 cents difference, maybe more than that sometimes. Somebody wants to know why. So we're talking about measuring. And yet Jesus talked about measuring. He talked about being honest with each other. And that's measurable. To be honest with each other is measurable. He said if you sell somebody a bushel of wheat or a bushel of barley, they measured not by weight like we do tape, but they measured by volume. And he said, make sure that bushel is piled up and shaken down. Make sure that you give a full measure of what you're supposed to let the other person have. Don't cheat him. That's really what it was about. In the book of Daniel, there's a story about a man whose name was Belshazzar. He was the king of a great empire. And in Belshazzar's downfall, it was said about Belshazzar, now in the handwriting on the wall, it says, thou art measured and are found wanting. You've been put on the scales and you're coming up short. How do you measure? How do we measure what we do, each other? And in that scripture that Steve read to us this morning, we're told that we are not to measure each other by ourselves, because that's displeasing to God. I cannot compare my Christianity to your Christianity. I compare my Christianity to the standard. I measure myself by what God expects of me. Now, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells a story about three men. Now, this is measurement. He said one of them was given 5 talents, that's a measurement, 2 talents, and then 1 talent. And then he told how each person did. And it wasn't that Jesus told that story to say that the person that had the 1 talent ought to have done just as well as the one that had 5 talents. That's not the issue. But it's what we do with what we've got. And so that's a measurement. And we continue that in our lives. Everything that we see on television, somewhere in it there's a measurement. If there's a bad storm, or there's a train wreck, or there's an airplane crash, there's a lot of measurements in how many people got killed, what happened, and then all these measurements come into play. We do that. We buy gas. We pull up to the pump. We say gas is $3.79. It's not really, because our measurements are more meticulous than that. Actually, it's $3.79.9. There's another penny there, you know. And you say, well, who pays any attention to that point now? Sometimes Beverly will come in and I'll say, what was gas today? And she'll say $3.79, but she never tells me $3.79.9. And my truck holds 30 gallons, so that's an extra 30 cents. Well, who cares? But it's a measurement. That's the way that we think. So if we put $3.79 a gallon times 16 gallons, that's $60.80. And if I get 19 miles to the gallon, then I can go 304 miles, right? So it's a measurement. And we're acclimated to it. Everything that we do is by measurement. If we take medicine, it's by measurement. If we cook something, It's by measurement. Cup of flour, 2 cups of lard, 1/2 cup of salt. No? Well, you can tell I don't know much about cooking, but but it's a measurement. Well, it's a measurement. Everything that we do is by measurement. You can tell that it needs to be measured when I do, and evidently because there's some of the women's kind of laughing. But we do. And our children in school, we measure their progress. And we give them grades. Teachers will give us grades. Kelly, ours wasn't too good. But we're measured. And so I thought it would be well for a few minutes this morning to study measuring our Christianity. How do we measure our Christianity? And we may think within ourselves, well, now Christianity can't be measured. But I think it can in a personal way. It's not for me to measure your Christianity, but for you to measure that Christianity. Now remember what Paul told the church at Corinth. He said, you don't measure yourselves by each other. You measure yourselves in a different way than that. You measure it by the standard of God. The first one that actually that came to my attention this morning when I was putting the lesson together was there's two ways of measuring. One is personally, but another as a congregation, as the church here at Mount Zion that we are a part of. And we mentioned attendance this morning. We look at there, we say in measuring, well, now 84 is pretty good. 84 is not bad. Now, we can live with that. Because it's a lot better than 70 is. So we've got this mindset that one measurement is a better measurement than something else. And again, we don't have the contribution on the board up there, but most of you know what that is. And when something comes up, and I see this, and I saw that 1498 one that was put up there, and I asked Marilyn, I said, what happened there? You know. Well, there's things that cause that. Somebody's out of town, and then next week they put in more, or somebody made a special contribution for some reason. We don't know what it might have been. In all cases, sometimes it's some outsider that wants to contribute something to the cemetery or something like that, and so it'll fluctuate a little bit. But our attendance that we're talking about this morning, everywhere that I go to preach, and as you know, I've already been gone some this year and got to go some more. But wherever I go, people will ask me, how's things going at Mount Zion? And you know what they're fishing for? They're fishing for measurement. That's what they're asking. How's things going at Mount Zion? Well, what does that mean, how's things going at Mount Zion? Are they worried that Mount Zion's got some kind of inner trouble or strife or something bad going? No, that's not what it is. When people ask me as a preacher or as an elder, how's things going at Mount Zion? You know what they're really fishing for? They're fishing for a measurement. They're really asking how many people was there for preaching Sunday morning. That's what they're asking. Or they might be asking, in some cases, and Barry knows this as well as anybody, we get a lot of mail of people want money. And that's a measurement of how well that we're doing financially. We don't have any secrets here. We post the financial statement back in the foyer. Anytime that you want to know what any money's being spent for here at Mount Zion, all you've got to do is go and look. It's not some secret that the elders are trying to keep from everybody else, like our U.S. government does sometimes. Sometimes they don't know. They don't want you to know what they are doing with our money. But now, church has no secrets. Although I have seen some churches that don't publish it, and I think, you know, that looks kind of odd to me. It always makes me suspicious when there's a big secret about the money. So we measure our attendance, and somebody says, well, you've got service. How do you measure service? How's that measure? You know, there's some things that you can measure. Now, that's what yardsticks are for. That you can measure, but There's some things that are intangible, and how do you measure service? And I think that comes down to something that's very personal between us and God. What are the things that we do concerning what God wants us to do? And some of these I'm going to kind of hurriedly go through. Well, what about learning? Have you ever thought about how you would measure your learning about the Bible? Now, what would come to your mind concerning learning about the Bible? How do you do that? Could you say, well, I think it depends on how often you read the Bible. I know that some of you read the Bible daily. Some of you read the Bible daily. I suspect that people in Grindin that read the Bible daily are pretty good Bible students. If you've been doing that very long, you're a pretty good Bible student. I can just almost say that you are. There's other ways of learning. One way, the way they do it in school is just to test that learning. We got tested here a while back. And I think I mentioned it before. But Ryan asked that one Wednesday night, instead of just testing the children on the last leader's thing, he said, let's get the adults involved in this. And so what we did, we got the kids on one side, we got the adults on the other side, and we tested our learning. We measured our learning. This was just over one book. It was over Proverbs. I got a Navy, I came up short. You know, the kids beat me. I think the kids beat all of us just about. Now, there's some that did better than others. I know Nathan did real well. Marilyn did well. And some of the others, probably going to hurt somebody's feelings by not mentioning their name, that did well. But I didn't do as well as I thought I should do. So I didn't measure up to what the children did. Have you ever thought, now this is just hypothetical, but it just moves your thought. What if that when you got up to the pearly gates, and we always hear about Peter standing in the canyon, or Peter, I don't know where people get that idea, it's going to be Peter, you know. Some people say it's because Jesus gave him the keys to the kingdom, that ain't what he's talking about. I thought you got there and Peter said, well, you go. We're going to give you a test on the Bible, and if you pass the test, you can go to heaven. Boy, I mean, the sweat would roll. I know it wasn't that amazing. The sweat would roll down like I'm living on this day. How would you feel? How would you like to be measured on your knowledge of the Bible? Measured and learned. That's not going to be on the text. I don't think that's going to be it. We're measured while we're here on this earth. We're not measured after we get up there. We're measured here. And we ought to be critical about these measures. We ought to take very seriously what God requires of us. What about measuring and giving? Well, we talked about giving for a few minutes ago. Now, here's what Jesus said about giving. Now, Jesus was critical of people that gave for show. And there were people in that day that would give for show. And they did it for honor and glory, for a big pat on their back. But people say, hey, look how Brother so-and-so does. He really, boy, he's a good giver. I wish I could give that money. But that's not what Jesus told us that we ought, that's not how we ought to give. As a matter of fact, when the church was established, we were told that we are to give as we're prospering. Though we're not all prospering the same, so we don't all give the same thing. But we can measure.